They are just one shy of a basketball team. Four little monk seal pups are in the early stages of bonding. At the start of the summer, we introduced you to Sole, a little pup that was snatched up by marine fishery staff who worried that the little guy was too weak to survive out in the wild. Now, Sole isn't solitary. We first talked to Marine Mammal Recovery Center Director Claire Simeon when Sole arrived at the Big Island facility. And now we have this update on Sole and his new pals after their first week together.
Everybody's doing great. We still have Sole, who is the pup that we admitted from Molokai back in July. And several weeks later, we admitted another pup from Kauai, who was also a mom pup switch. So RK58 was the pup of Rocky, celebrity seal mom, who gave birth on Waikiki last year. And unfortunately, she switched pups with another female, and even though NOAA officials were able to switch that pup back, RK58 wasn't accepted back by Rocky, and so luckily we were able to admit him. And so he's been in for the past 8 weeks. And then just a couple weeks ago, we got two new patients, this time from the Northwest Hawaiian Islands, and NOAA, the Science Center, takes a ship up twice a year to do surveys and field work and really better understand the population. And they keep an eye out for seals that may be in need of coming into rehabilitation at Ke Kaiola. So we have two additional prematurely weaned pups that are named Maya Pilo and Akuli Kuli for two of the native plants that grow up on Laysan, where they're from.
And so tell us, how are they getting along?
Well, you know, it's always an interesting process when you introduce seals. And luckily, we have the fact that these are young animals on our side because, as I'm sure you know, monk seals are typically very solitary animals. They don't congregate in big groups like you see with California sea lions or other marine mammals. But young pups do like to spend time with other animals. And when we first introduce them, we do it in a slow way so that it's the least amount of stress or making sure that the animals don't get overwhelmed. But luckily, it went really smoothly. So it's nice to have four because we have the ability to switch things up when we have either a pair together with another pair, or we can open up all of the gates and allow all four of them to swim in the pools together. And so it's really fun to see how they interact. And luckily, knock on wood, they've all gotten along really well.
Well, that's great. So they're all kind of hanging out, drinking fish milkshakes.
Exactly. Not too bad. And gaining good amounts of weight and just preparing to, you know, to go back out into the wild.
So how's Sole doing? I mean, because when you got him, he was about 60 pounds. Is he close to being let go?
He is. He's getting close. So actually, since he arrived, which was about 2 months ago, he's gained about 40 pounds. And so he now weighs close to 100, actually. And so while he's still not as robust as other seals his age, he's looking much more filled out and much more like a normal seal. And, you know, he's gone through the molt process because when seals are first born, they have a black coat. And after about a month or so, they molt that into the nice silver coat that we know so well for most of the seals on the beach. And so he's gaining good weight. He's getting up to speed. His physical exams and his blood work have all been unremarkable, and he looks healthy. So it should be just a short amount of time more before he's ready to go back to the wild.
And how's he doing chasing fish? Because I think when we last talked, didn't really know what to do with them.
Right. And luckily, we've been able to introduce a lot of live prey, so a lot of live fish or sea cucumbers, which young seals really like to play with. And I'm really happy to report that he's able to successfully catch and kill and eat live fish. So that's a big step for him. And that will really help. You know, we want to keep introducing those live prey items because that'll help them learn the behaviors that they really need once they're back on the beach and back in the ocean.
And I'm sure the other little pups then will have someone to look up to and figure out, okay, is that what I need to do with the fish?
That's what we hope, you know, and that is one of the the things that's helpful about having multiple animals in at the hospital is that, you know, there are so many instinctual behaviors that we as humans can't teach them. And so there's really no replacement for them getting to watch an animal who really knows what they're doing. And so that is helpful, and we try to maximize the amount of time that all the younger animals can spend around Soleil and around RK58.
So how many male, female are we talking here?
We have three boys, three males and one female. And of the two newest pups, one female, she's already started eating on her own. She's really feisty. She's actually competing with Soleil, and when he's eating, she's stealing some of his food. And then the youngest boy he's still receiving his fish milkshakes, but he's starting to show interest in what the others are doing.
Well, that's great. And so do you obviously then have the space to be able to handle all these pups at one time?
We do. Luckily, so Cape Kiola was built in 2014, and we have four pens and pools. And it's all covered, and so we're sort of under an enclosure. So animals are protected from direct sunlight, and it's a bit cooler since we are right down on the lava fields in Kona. And all of the water comes from being in the natural energy lab, so we get that nice, cool, deep seawater access to that. And we have a capacity for about 10 animals, depending on the size and what kind of care they need. But we've got two deep pools that are about 10 feet deep, and then two shallower pools where animals can first come in and they're debilitated. But then once they transition and they're able to swim in those deep pools, they really enjoy spending a lot of time there swimming around.
So our little team here, how much time do you think they'll have together before Soleil gets returned to the wild?
You know, we're in discussions with NOAA and with our partners right now, with the Coast Guard that really helps us to transport these animals around the islands. And so everything is looking really good with Soleil and with RK58. And so we're looking at logistics and windows of when we might be able to release them. And it's hard to say right now, but I think that they'll probably all be together for at least a couple more weeks.
Oh, okay. Oh, but that's short. Gosh.
Yeah, relatively short. And so we want to make sure that everybody's stable, that Soleil really, you know, is continuing to gain weight on a good trajectory. And we don't want to rush that process because we want that release to be a successful one.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, then they'll just hang out, play, sleep.
Yeah. It's not a bad life for them to, you know, get three meals a day and get to gain a lot of weight and figure out how to be a seal. That's their main job when they're in the hospital here. So hopefully we're giving them lots of chances to do that.
Is this the most number of little guys that you've had around?
Actually, a couple of years ago, we had seven animals at the same time. And that was pretty chaotic. And luckily, you know, we have a wonderful team of volunteers and staff and visiting staff from our headquarters in Sausalito, California. But, you know, when you have that many animals, especially when they're not eating on their own, it's really time intensive. And so this four is definitely a busy time for us, you know, but we are thanking our stars that we don't have seven or eight right now, because that would be even more of a challenge.
Okay, well, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for taking care of those guys.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for checking in.
That was Dr. Claire Simeon, veterinarian at the Marine Mammal Recovery Center on the Big Island. She says they can always use more volunteers at the facility, so if you have time, please do. Stay tuned for updates on the seal pup saga. Now back over to Pledge Central with Bill and Kuvehi.